You want to get into this because you brought this to my attention today.
This is really interesting because I was reading a thread about adult snitching. Now, obviously, you've heard the mayor talk about it. You've heard about 311. You've heard about illegal gatherings. And as we made our way through the last year or so, did your attitude change towards reporting things that you saw? If you see something, do you say something? Now, specifically, the thread that I read actually started out with something a little bit different. It was about being cut off in traffic, right? And the person that was cut off looked at the vehicle that did the cutting off and noticed that it had one of those stickers on it that says, "How's my driving?" And the person said, "Well," I immediately grabbed my phone and I started to call. And then I thought, if I do call, that driver's probably going to lose their job. So I didn't. Which begs the question, when's the last time as an adult you actually snitched? Now, it can be something pandemic related, if you'd like. It could be something as far back reaching as your neighbor's hedges were too high. Or maybe it was something traffic related. I will admit this. I feel like I had a valid reason for it. You know this story. Can I get in trouble for this, by the way? I don't think so.
I think now is probably the worst time to ask me that question. You probably should have asked that question about 2 hours
That's
ago.
That's probably true.
We decided you we were going to talk about this.
This is interesting because I know what I said was something happened to me, but what I meant to say was something happened to a friend of mine, or I heard this story once.
And now you've taken ownership of it.
I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations is over on this one. And I'm pretty sure I was in the right because I legitimately thought this at the time. For those of you that don't know, my son Ashton had a catastrophic stroke nine years ago now. As a result of that stroke and his recovery to the best of his abilities, he's had, I think, 7 brain surgeries.
Wow.
And during the recovery from one of those brain surgeries, he was very sensitive to light, a lot of pain, very, very jittery emotionally. It's your brain.
Sure.
Right? So we're in a McDonald's parking lot, and I have my son in the passenger seat. And this dude in like a muscly type car with his girlfriend, it was a really long lineup coming off of the drive through. He somehow got into his head that I was cutting him off to get into the drive through.
Yeah.
So he rolled down his window and he kind of boxed me in and started screaming at me, which I'm fine. People get angry in traffic. And I'm like, dude, what's your deal? He was apoplectically mad, the veins sticking out in his neck, screaming at me. And I looked at my son, and my son, who's just post-op surgery, was looking, he looked really upset and really aggravated. And all I could think was, I got to get away from this guy, getting away from this guy. So I'm trying to leave, and the guy literally like followed me out of the parking lot screaming at me.
So it's getting scary.
Yeah. So I made a mental note of his license plate number, and I called the cops and I reported him as a drunk driver.
I'm sorry?
I called the police and reported him as a drunk driver because I'm pretty sure that's why he was screaming at me, Ryan. So I think it was valid. And that's the last time that I snitched as an adult.
Hold on a second. Did you have any evidence that he was a drunk driver?
Retrospectively?
Oh, man. That is cold.
I'm going to go with the anger. Yeah, that's how angry I was.
But I don't understand why you just didn't call and call the cops and say he was being a D-bag. Like, that would be valid, too, that he was being threatening towards you, because that fits more in line.
Well,
you went an extra step and lied,
I
basically.
Did. No. I maintain to this day that I'm under the impression that that man was under the influence of far too much alcohol or even illegal substances.
But you're using that voice that you use when you're telling me a lie and trying to make me believe it's true, and I don't buy it. I'm not buying that one bit.
Are you not entertained?
That's interesting. That's interesting. I didn't know you'd go that far. Like, I have called, you know, when we talk about, and we'd love to hear from you at 416-872-1010. You can text us on The Rush at 71010 anytime. And when I see, it doesn't even have to have the sticker, like the "How's my driving" sticker. I have called companies to tell them and taken plates down to tell them that their employees aren't good drivers. What the company does with that information down the road is not any of my business.
Right.
But if you're driving like a madman in a logoed vehicle, and we've done this, right? Because every now and then we take the station vehicles out to different places together. And, you know, typically we get in a car that's usually from one of our sister stations. So it's even more ridiculous because we're two grown men with Bruno Mars on the side of our car. And it doesn't really make any sense. But we always are very cognizant of our driving. I don't understand the people who drive logoed vehicles and drive like complete, you know, watts down the highway, cutting people off, giving people a finger. Like, we know where you work.
Yeah, or on your phone. Like, visibly holding your phone to your ear.
Right.
Because I've had that happen on the 401 where, like, a truck ahead of me will kind of swerve into your lane. And that's the game my wife and I play. We're like, how much do you want to bet we're going to get up beside this truck and this guy's on his phone? And 9 times out of 10, that's what was going on.
A lot of people are applauding you. One person says, I'm a scumbag, and I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be for you.
Or maybe that could be from earlier in the week.
Could be from anything, really. Just anything. A lot of people are saying that they've ratted people off. Somebody cut me off in my loaded garbage truck. She was driving a Region of Peel bus, ratted that person out. I turned 40 this December. Just myself, my wife, and kids had a little bit of fun, some loud music. I got a warning for a noise complaint from the new neighbor who just moved in the fall.
Wow.
I've been in this house for 13 years, never a complaint. This was the first one.
Let's talk to Barb. Hey, Barb. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I was just laughing when you were talking about the fact where McDonald's had to call the cops, which sort of happened to me, but at a Walmart where I had gone in. My job is I'm a worker for a food industry, and I have to go to Walmart, and I guess there was a couple who had been to the same three Walmarts that I was at, thought I was following them, blocked me with my car, threatened me by saying, I'm watching you now, patted his leg to say he had a gun, and wouldn't let me in the parking lot. I called the cops with a license plate number. I said, you pointed the gun at you. I said, no. And they said, chalk it up to a bad day.
Really?
Wow.
So
that's all they said?
Yes. I'm just letting you know. You can't always call the cops and rely on them, all right?
Thank you. You have to embellish the story a little bit.
That's not the moral of this conversation.
That's the moral
in
of the
any
story.
Way, the moral
that's
of the story
my,
today
my
is,
takeaway.
Is lie to police officers when you call in and pad your story so that they come.
The lines are blowing up right now, by the way. Good. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I rat everyone out. And I learned my lesson early on as an adult. I was doing safety standby work. Somebody did something unsafe. I didn't rat him out because I didn't want him to get fired. Then he did that unsafe thing again, and they said, hey, you can't do that. And he said, oh, Chris let me do it. Well, I got fired.
Oh.
So I rat everybody out. And I commend you for telling people that are drunk drivers in the McDonald's drive-thru. I would have done the same thing.
He wasn't drunk.
Thank you.
He
Thank
wasn't.
You,
stop believing what Jay's saying. He's lying to you.
He was clearly hammered.
Was just angry. There's a big difference between drunk and angry. I know.